Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, whether you're tuning in on Radio Dial in Mississippi or one of our online affiliates around the world. We're glad to have all of you with us as well. We're excited to welcome back to our program today author Darden North. He's celebrating the release of his new book, The Five Manners of Death. We're going to talk to Darden not only about the writing of the new book, but also what it's been like for him to already see the response. Darden, hello. Welcome back to the program. Hello, Darden. Can you hear us?
Cyrus, yes, I can.
Okay, there you go. Sorry about that. We were having a tech issue on the online side of the program. Glad that you were able to stick around for it. You know, I was really excited to be able to speak with you once again about the new book, because for one thing, you know, every time I've had a chance to talk to you with the previous books, I mean, I never know where you're going to take us as a storyteller. What has it been like being already to see the response to the new book?
Well, the book is officially coming out this Thursday, June 15th. I'm having a book signing here in Jackson at Lemuria, sort of a nationwide release that day. I've never done it quite like that, but just through the advanced readers and different interviews, it seems very positive. Really excited about it. I think this book's getting a little special rollout.
Yeah. So what has it been like for you, Darden, to be able to not only, of course, to have had the success you have as a storyteller, but to be able to do something that you love and know that people are enjoying your work as well?
I think anyone that, you know, starts an adventure where you're putting yourself out there in front of the public, you want people to like it. I mean, you want people to respond and appreciate it, and that's very gratifying for me. And I think if I can keep surprising people with characters that do things that are sort of out of the blue and unexpected, and get people to, you know, continue to appreciate that, that's what it's all about.
Right. Well, Darden, for those who are just now, you know, learning about your work, go back a little bit. When did you first realize that storytelling was one of those things you wanted to do?
My mother instilled a great deal of self-confidence in me, and I think that I felt like if I could do this and wanted to, you know, prove that, I guess, in some ways. But I did have a couple of stories already in my mind. A lot of people say everybody has a book inside them. Well, and some people have two. Well, I did have two books sort of brimming, ready to come out, and I was able to do that. And then when I found that there was an interest in people out there wanting to read what I could do, I thought, well, I'll keep this going. And, you know, fortunately, it's been successful enough to keep at it. And we don't do things just to be successful, but it's nice to be appreciated.
And I think one of the big things, Darden, though, for a lot of people is, you know, a lot of people have these ideas, but I think, you know, it's another thing to be able to actually to see these ideas become a reality. You know, I think the other great thing about you as a storyteller is that you've been able to give us different characters that people have been able to fall in love with. These characters you've created in The Five Manners of Death are, you know, as you said, from the early readers are already, you know, getting attention. People are being drawn to them. Do you think that it's been part of your gift to be able to create characters that are relatable?
You want your characters to be unique. You want them to be realistic. You want them to surprise, do something totally unexpected. I mean, that's what makes, you know, people, as they say, turn the page. You want to keep their. You don't want your characters to be predictable at all. And I think that that's always a challenge for a writer to stay fresh and think of new and different ways to describe people or to you know, twist people around, and that makes writing a lot of fun.
For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking today with author Darden North. We're talking with him not only about his newest book, The Five Manners of Death, but also what it's been like for him to see the response to his work over the years, and, of course, to create characters that people have been able to enjoy. So, Darden, take us into the new book. How did the idea come about?
I went to a writing conference and listened to another author, D.P. Lyle, talk about the five manners of death and how that can be worked into different writing. And I thought, what about writing a novel that included all five manners of death? And that was a challenge. I had to, first of all, do a little studying as an obstetrician gynecologist. I don't think about manners of death very often, a lot of what we're doing is bringing life into the world. So I went through sort of a small medical examiner training, did a little research to get familiar with how each of the five ways are described. Of course, it can be sort of simple to think about it: accident, suicide, natural causes, undetermined, and then everyone's favorite, homicide. And homicide plays a big factor in the book, obviously, but basically the way the different types of deaths begin to materialize and show to my protagonist, Dinah Bratton, that these deaths seem to be satisfying this list of the five manners, that's what gets her attention. And that's sort of what gets the plot going.
What surprised you the most? I mean, I think one of the great things that I enjoy listening to on this program, Darden, has to be, you know, when a storyteller has an idea and then the story takes a turn that they had not expected. What was one of the things that you could share with us that surprised you about the direction of this new book?
Well, my first idea was actually to have someone write a character within the book writing a novel where the character was committing these crimes to satisfy the list. And I thought, no, this is getting to be a little bit out of hand. I did want to do that. That was almost a little too predictable as far as that plot idea. So I literally, you know, changed it around a good bit and let my protagonist, my surgeon, Dinah Bratton, begin to see people, you know, dying. And she thought this was an accident. This was undetermined. This was suicide. This list that her aunt wrote 50 years ago was materializing literally and being satisfied. And so when I saw that as the plot change, the true, you know, basic plot, I thought, wait, this is the direction I want to go. So that became a more fulfilling story for me. And I think hopefully my readers will, you know, see the same. And, you know, surprising, sometimes your characters will surprise me, you know, as to what they want to do or where they're going or what they're telling me they want to do.
Right. So what has it been like for you, Darden, because you have been able to travel outside the state, of course, with your work, but what has it been like for you to have people within the state of Mississippi to be able to kind of think of these stories that you've been able to set, you know, right in a town that they're familiar with?
The Mississippi that I write about is contemporary Mississippi. It's you know, filled with loving people, many of whom have good lives, some have bad lives. You know, I try to include the educated part of our state as well as the ones that are unfortunate. And I think that's maybe a little bit different about me, you know, as a Southern writer, because I'm writing contemporary fiction here. And I want to show some good, you know, good facets of our state. And because I'm proud, you know, proud of where I live and the people that I know and the people I love here. But it's nice to be able to go away and to go out. And with the five manners of death, I do plan to have more book signings and more events. I really like doing that. I like to be in the public. I like to do book clubs. You can even do that now on Skype and FaceTime and things like that. But I think people are interested in Southern writers, and to go to another place that's not in the South and appear as a Southern writer maybe gives you a little edge on some others, because we have a lot of history down here as far as people who've written, you know, through the years. Obviously, we all know that. And that, you know, may be to our advantage sometimes when we branch out a little bit.
For sure. I want to talk about that a little bit more, Darden, when it comes to reaching out, because I think the other thing is that you've been able to do successfully is to connect with other writers as well. How has that been a source of encouragement for you, to be able to associate with others who kind of understand the journey that you're on and to be able to get that encouragement and advice for them as well?
I think when one starts this, that you want some sort of magic wand, somebody to wave a magic wand over you to make you suddenly know exactly how to write that book, how to get that book out there, how to be successful, and that's not going to happen. I mean, there are a few people maybe who find a spark and get that movie deal, put some right there as far as being a well-known author right off the bat. And, you know, that's like most professions, that happens to only the very few. So the people that have helped me and shown interest in me, I'll never forget them. And a lot of these are authors, you know, publicists, you know, bookstores, people that are not in Mississippi that I've met. And I guess they saw some, you know, drive in me that I wanted to do a good job and wanted to tell a good story. And they've given me encouragement. There really is a science to writing. You know, we all, I mentioned earlier, everyone thinks they have a book or two inside of them, and you read someone else's some best-selling novel, and you say, gosh, that was easy to do that. I can do that. But there really is a right and a wrong way to write. The words, you know, may just flow, but you have to go back and refine them and switch them around and make sure your plot, you know, follows along. And going to some writing conferences and hearing other authors talk about their personal experiences as writers or actually give lectures has been very valuable to me, because I found that I was doing a lot of things right and some things I needed to change. And that's any profession, you need to keep your eyes open to constantly improve yourself.
Right. And I think the other great thing about you too, Darden, is that you've been definitely enjoy meeting your fans. I mean, you enjoy that time. I mean, have you gotten used to that at this point, that you have readers who look forward to each book and enjoy being able to discuss them with you?
Sometimes the readers seem to know more about the book than I do. As far as, you know, they've seen something in a character or some actions that I didn't quite mean to happen, or maybe that wasn't the route I was going, and or they had another way they wished the book had turned out and would ask, why didn't you do this, why didn't you do that? And sometimes you think, well, why didn't I? That was probably a pretty good idea. But and then the people that do say, when is your new book coming out? You know, I can't wait. And that gets you back to your laptop or your paper and pen to keep writing. Occasionally people will say, well, I haven't read your book. And I go, which book are you talking about? Now I have five. So they realize there
right.
may be a reader who's new to me who's five books behind. And or if they say, I've read your book, I'll say, well, you know, you need to read the other ones too.
Right, right.
That's well, the way it works.
Yeah, I've said this to you before, Darden, and I still have to say, even though I enjoyed The Five Manners of Death, even though I've enjoyed other work, Fresh Frozen is still my favorite. that is still the favorite of the five for me, and I think I've mentioned that to you before. You know, House Call, I think, is a close second, but Fresh Frozen has always...
Let me ask you a question. Why is that?
Yeah. For me, Darden, I just love the way, for one thing, the characters develop. I think you're very good at your villains. You know, at the bad guys, I think you do that really well. And I think, you know, that book, the way it kind of comes across with a storyline that I think is so relatable and such one of those situations, you know, what if this happened type of situation.
Right.
I think
it really
resonated with me. And I think it's one of those things that is not that far-fetched, I think, unfortunately,
these days.
I think that is just one. When people ask me about, you know, what book do I think they should start with, I always tell them Fresh Frozen. And then after that one, I tell them House Call. I think House Call is a close second for me. But, I mean, they all have been great. But if I do have to say, my favorite is definitely Fresh Frozen. Have you found yourself, let me ask you, have you found one that has stood out to you that you really not only, of course, enjoyed the way it came out, but enjoyed the response that you've gotten from it?
Well, you can't ask a parent to pick between the children. but Points of Origin, which was my second novel, the one that won the Independent Publishers Book Award in Southern Fiction, I always tell people that may be my favorite story just because it had a lot of things going on that I could identify with personally. You know, it just is. And I'll sometimes tell people that's where they should start reading. But I know what you're talking about Fresh Frozen. It had more of the science was more of the thriller in that. And I did have some dastardly people in there. I'll have to tell you this. I had an advanced reader read The Five Manners of Death, and she was very complimentary and actually did a very good critique, but she said it didn't have enough sex in it. And I told her that I had used up all my good ideas in wiggle room. But anyway, so, you know, everybody's looking for, you know, something out
yeah.
there, or everybody's, you know, different things kind of stand out.
Right.
So between you and what this advanced reader told me, I'll see what I need to do for my next book.
Well, that's it. Like I said, I've enjoyed them all. I definitely enjoyed The 5 Minutes of Death, and we're going to remind our audience here in a moment how they can be able to get theirs when it releases. But also, but I have to say, I mean, I don't know what it is, but that book, that is the one that stands out to me the most of yours. When I say your name as an author, that's the first book that comes to mind. And so, like I said, you know, for me, the second one, it's funny that you should mention Points of Origin. The second one, though, would be House Call for me. I mean, I think House Call was probably my second favorite so far for me. But, I mean, we would definitely let our audience decide. You know, there's a little something for everyone, as you heard Darden mention there. Each reader kind of picks up their own thing in each book. I think in The 5 Minutes of Death, you definitely will be able to find something you'll be able to enjoy. As you heard Darden mention, though, the book officially releases on June 15th. So depending on how you're listening to us, the book may not be out yet. If you listen to us on the radio dial, the book, of course, is not out yet. So you guys can definitely be able to get ready for it yourself. And, Darden, for our local audience in Mississippi, you mentioned the upcoming release. Give us the details about that again, please.
I have a book signing this Thursday, June 15th, at Lemuria Bookstore, which is on I-55 North at Banner Hall in Jackson. It starts at 4:30 with the book signing, and then I'll be doing a reading at 5:30. And look forward to everyone coming. Then I'll be at Turning Pages Books and More in Natchez this Saturday, which I believe will be the 17th that afternoon, I think maybe at 1 o'clock, for book signing there. And then I have some other book signings. I have a fairly extensive Mississippi book tour for 5 Manners of Death, and have all those listed on my website under signings. And so I'm trying to hit as many communities as I can, and we'll be adding some other ones maybe on the Gulf Coast. So I'll be in Vicksburg, and I mentioned Natchez, Tupelo, Oxford, several other places here in the Jackson area. Hope to make it over to Meridian soon. Of course, you know, the book is also is available as an e-book as well through all the different ebook sites, Nook and Amazon, Kindle, and all those. And I'm excited, too, because we do have a hardcover edition of The 5 Manners of Death, in addition to a softcover size. So there's a lot of people in Mississippi like hardcovers,
right, exactly,
as far as their collections of books. So that's great, great opportunity.
So make sure you all are going over to Darden's website. You heard him mention this. DardenNorth.com is that website. So make sure you guys head over there. And then, of course, make plans if you're not local to be able to get your book, of course, from your favorite places. You heard Darden mentions there. The e-book will be available as well through the online retailers. Take advantage of that. Darden, always a pleasure talking with us here. And I do apologize at the beginning there. We were having some tech issues, I think, because of the weather. So we appreciate you bearing with us with that. And congratulations again. On the great book. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And it can also be pre-ordered before the 15th. If you go to Amazon, you can pre-order it. And that way it'll be a national bestseller the day it comes out.
There you go. Hey, take advantage of that for Darden, for sure. Darden,
exactly.
Again, congratulations on The 5 Manners of Death. Really appreciate the conversation with you. And we thank your audience for tuning in and bearing with us for another edition of Conversations Live. One of the great things about live radio is that you never know what's going to happen. And because of some weather issues that we're having here, I think it was kind of affecting us on the radio side. We definitely appreciate you all staying with us. If you all came in late, though, and you missed part of the conversation with Darden, for our online audience, the great thing is you guys won't know anything, because by the time you guys click the button to hear it, all of that will be cleaned up, and the show will just go on as if nothing happened. So you guys can head over to my pages at facebook.com/CyrusWeb and get the link there, or you can head over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Darden is on both Facebook and Twitter. I've already tagged his Facebook fan page as well as his Twitter handle there, so make sure you guys are staying connected with him there too. Again, the new book is The 5 Manners of Death, officially released on June the 15th. Of course, as you heard Darden mention, you can go ahead and pre-order the book now. And then also, we will let you decide. While you're on Amazon.com, you can be able to purchase other books by Darden there and be able to pick your own personal favorite. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.